Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 27, 2023. I'm Benjamin, and we're doing invocation group coaching tonight. And this is where, after we set up our container and get into embodied awakening, we're going to have people volunteer to do invocations, and I will see how they're doing. I'll monitor empathically. Everyone else can hold space, and who knows what other good things will happen. Last time, we've done this twice now, I think, and it's been very powerful both times. People have had potent experiences, so I'm expecting that'll happen again tonight. And please don't volunteer until I give the heads up. I'll, as always, favor those who haven't done it before or haven't done it recently. So let's go ahead and set up our sacred container. As always, I do request that you be fully present with our process. Please don't do anything else. Just be fully with us, whether you're live or on the recording. That creates the best field for you and everybody else. You, whenever you do this, you influence it. So that's why I make that request. And I'm yawning already. I move a lot of energy by yawning. So please, I'm going to assume that you are safe to close your eyes and be fully present. If not, stay safe. All right, please close your eyes and become aware of how your body feels. And now become aware of your energy body, if you have awareness of that. Just see how it feels. Ready. Just feel what you feel. If you can feel your energy moving as I set up our container, feel that. If you cannot feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. One more yawn. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi. Ready. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call to the greatest extent that serves highest good, my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher service to other awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, all beings we're calling are of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call all other ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Thank you. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us in this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call our benevolent ET allies. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Thank you. Okay, we have a container. Anybody who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you're welcome to call them now, whether you are live or on the recording. Thank you. Alrighty, let's do embodied awakening, and then we'll get to our hot seat folks. I want to welcome everyone I see here live. Welcome whoever 123456 is. Guess you like my passcode. Also welcome to Angela Bupa. I'm not quite sure if I'm saying that right, but welcome. Cass and Jim, Diana, Faye, James, Jeannie, Marla, Molly, Monica, Nikki, Renate, Rana, Stefan, Stephanie, and Tina. I see a couple of new names here. So I'll describe the embodied awakening in a little more detail. So this is where we call our higher self in to merge with our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. The benefits of this are that there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know what to do through intuition more easily. And there's also this full body euphoria. It's like your body's a car, your ego moves to the passenger seat, and your higher self drives. Your ego can take back the passenger, your ego can take back the driver's seat anytime it likes. So there's no risk. You can try it on and see if you like it. We're going to invoke the higher self in with 8 words, and I'll have you repeat them after me. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and do it. Repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, become completely passive. I can feel someone's doing some effort, and that's actually not going to help. The more passive you are, the better this works. So relax completely. And if you feel energy coming in through the top of your head, just let it come in on its own. That's your higher self. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. To be specific, here's the thing it's good not to do while the energy's incoming. No effort. No willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive and let it come to you. You get distracted, just return your attention to feeling energy, or if you can't do that, feeling breath. Distractions are fine in the background. Just don't focus on them. Just feel energy or breath the best you can. And the final nuance is what I call the minimum effort game. You discover what's the least amount of effort you need to feel energy or breath. And I like to start the game by dropping to no effort at all. 0. Try that. Whatever happens is fine. If it's 0, you still have any awareness of energy or breath, 0 is enough. If you've lost all that awareness, then add barely enough effort back to feel it. You're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, the criteria are no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's you, just relax and enjoy it. Not stay passive and just let it get as strong as it can. Even if you don't get there 100%, any movement in the direction of embodied awakening is welcome. And you don't have to get all the way there to work with us. Whatever state you're in is fine. All right, that feels pretty good. Last time I looked, we were at 12. Now there's 20 people in the room. Sweet. Okay, I'm going to allow unmuting. But first, I would first like to open the floor to, well, let me just give a little more explanation before I do this. This is where you sit in the hot seat. You practice an invocation, and any of the variations we do is fine. It can be what we just did, the invocation for embodied awakening. It can be a healing invocation or one of its variations. You can do a hollow reed invocation where you're being the conduit through which energy flows to someone or something else. Or you can do a custom invocation where you're calling in a specific flavor of energy. The idea here is to be able to do it under my supervision and with the support of everybody else and see if you can't get better. And the idea of doing this in a public venue like this, or just members only, but the idea of doing it in front of other members is they might learn how to do their invocations better by seeing how I coach the folks in the hot seat. So that's the whole idea. If we were musicians, this would be called a masterclass, but coaching is a term that is, I think, a little more accessible. Okay, so we are first opening the floor to anyone who has never been in the hot seat in this event before. You've never done an invocation coaching call hot seat before. So anybody is welcome to unmute themselves. If you're on the phone, that's star six. Otherwise, you hit that little mic icon and take the slash off it and you talk. I do need to be able to interact with you verbally to do this. So you do need to be able to speak. And obviously, you got to be on the live recording and not the live event, not the recording. Stefan typed, can I? And Stefan, if you met the criteria, that's a yes. You can unmute yourself, as can anybody at this moment.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
I have a problem when I'm trying to do it on my own. It's really hard to connect to and feel my higher self. But when I'm in the call, I can really feel it.
Okay.
Just when doing on my own, it feels hard.
Okay. Is this the embodied awakening invocation?
Yes, and the healing, specifically the healing, is what I'm interested in most.
Okay. All right. And are you working with the healing invocation where you already are feeling something, or are you calling up an old trauma? Or are you doing a next in line? Which version have you been working with mostly?
I'm trying to heal specific body parts and that feel under pain.
Okay, so the pain is already there in the body part?
Yeah.
Okay, and is it a chronic thing where you can just pretty well predict the pain is going to be there?
Yeah, it's okay. Chronic. It's not just physical, it feels emotional and multi-layered.
Okay, beautiful. Pain. Okay, we can work with that. All right, so did you make it into embodied awakening a moment ago?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, so close your eyes. And are you feeling the pain right now?
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, the role of everybody else when I work with anyone in the hot seat is to tune into that person the best you can. Some of us have said if we can feel empathically what's going on. And if you want to ask the higher self and the allies here, please just let me be of service to the hot seat person in whatever way serves highest good. And you just relax, then they may make good use of you. So in fact, that's a good idea. Why don't we just make that policy? So before we work with you, Stefan, I'm going to have everyone set that up and that will hold for the entire call. So if anyone is willing to do this, then repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must, not you, Stefan, but everyone else. Spirit that I am, allies, please make use of me in whatever way serves the highest good of all, especially the person in the hot seat. And let my highest good also be served. Thank you. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. That should have got it started. Okay, that should be very helpful for everybody. Okay, so Stefan, close your eyes, please. Can you feel the challenged thing you're talking about?
Yes.
And where in your body is it?
I mean, it starts from the stomach area.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel that sort of energy, that painful, anxious kind of energy all the way through my nervous system from the stomach to my brain.
Okay, so stomach all the way up to the brain. Okay. Okay, I'm tuning in. I can feel it too. Okay. And let's give it a 0 to 10. zero to 10 intensity scale, how strong would you say it is?
To a 7 or an 8.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So just feel what that feels like. I'm just making a note here. All right. So let's give this a try. So obviously this extends a fair amount through your body. So we'll see if you can hold awareness of all that at once when we start. Okay. So go ahead and repeat after me to your higher self, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves the highest good, please.
All right, now relax, go passive. And now, can you hold attention in all the places where it doesn't feel good at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to do that. And I want you to use the least effort that allows you to feel that. So let's fine tune that. I want you to drop effort systematically until you start losing awareness of the pain. Let me know when you've got to that point. Unless you get to zero and you still feel it just as strong. That could happen too. Just let me know what's happening.
I'm trying to lose awareness of the pain, but it's still in my awareness.
Okay, drop to no effort. Just relax and don't even try to feel anything. At zero, do you still feel the pain without even trying?
A little bit.
Okay, but you feel it less than before?
Yes, less.
All right, we want to use the least effort that gives you full awareness. So start gradually increasing your effort level until you'll notice you'll get full awareness, and then you'll keep adding effort. And at some point you'll notice I'm adding effort and not gaining awareness. This is just wasting energy. I'm using too much effort. I want you to deliberately make that happen, just a little bit too much. And then once you get to a little more effort than you really need, drop down again. And you're kind of going to go back and forth a time or two. Not quite enough, a little too much. And you'll find the sweet spot pretty quick where you've, oh, that's just barely the right amount of effort to feel it. Do you understand what I'm saying you to do?
Yes.
Yeah, just let me know when you find that sweet spot, okay? Just barely
enough
to feel it completely.
I think I found it.
Good. And I don't think we said the healing invocation yet, did we?
I'm not sure.
I don't think we did. So say it now. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves the highest good, please.
Right now. Just again, use the least effort to let you feel the whole thing. There you go. See if you allow it. You're just using barely enough effort to feel all the discomfort there. Okay, are you starting to feel that heavy energy flush out your hands and feet?
A little bit.
Good.
But...
Perfect. We'll take it. So I just wanted to make sure you could feel that it was happening. Now come back to your effort in just feeling the areas of discomfort. And now, as with any healing round, it's just a matter of being passive and patient. You want to keep aware of where it doesn't feel good. And it is your awareness in the uncomfortable areas that keeps your higher self working there. You got to partner up with your higher self, and it's your holding awareness in the discomfort areas that keeps the healing running. Empathically, it feels like, you know, the heavy energy is starting to get shook up a little bit, kind of loosened up a bit. It's
yes.
Getting shook up than being drained, right?
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah, so just let them shake it up as long as they want to. Once they get enough shook up, they'll flush it away. They'll do it automatically. And I'm getting a lot of shake up and a little bit of drainage is what I'm feeling empathically. So just let them do their job. I think you've set it up beautifully. I think you're in just the perfect space to let them do the work. And you don't have to know anything about the discomfort. You just have to know it's there. You just have to be able to feel the discomfort. And you ignore all thoughts, ignore all images when you do a healing round like this. when it's all wrapped up, you can think all you want, but while you're in process, you're going to get a better outcome just feeling and treating all images and thoughts as distractions. They can be there in the background, no problem. You just don't focus on them. You focus on sensation. There, you feel how that flush is getting stronger now at the hands and the feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let it flush.
Do I repeat? When I do it on my own, I tend to repeat a lot the healing invocation.
That will work against you. Your higher self heard you the first time. See, the principle in using this style of work with invocations is the more passive you are, the better it works. If you're repeating the words, you're doing something. You are being yang. And every bit of yang you put out that's not necessary, it pushes your higher self away. So I would say you repeating the words are making it less effective. Once is enough for a round. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And again, I have my way of doing it, and it seems to work. But if you discover through experience or anyone discovers that doing it a different way than I describe works better, then by all means, do it the way that works better. I can't argue with that. But what I teach is what has worked well for over a dozen years with thousands of people. But anyone should feel free to experiment and try variations and different stuff because, you know, that's how you find stuff out. But right now, I would recommend not repeating the words. Yeah, you got a good strong flow there. That's a strong flush, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So I take it this is a little more effective than what you've been experiencing at home.
Yeah, a lot more effective.
Good. Okay. So just let it flush a bit. So maybe we've possibly found two things different than what you were doing at home. One is you're not repeating the words. And did you do the sort of fine-tuning of effort at home that we practiced here just now?
No, I didn't.
All right, that'll be helpful. So fine-tune the effort level. Use just barely enough to feel it all. Only do the words once. And just once you have got it set up, just be passive and patient.
Yeah, when I was doing it on my own, I was trying hard to visualize or feel my higher self and a lot of more effort on my part to connect with it.
That's why it didn't work, because you were using effort. This whole invocation system is designed to be effortless. And to the degree that your ego is doing anything, you're pushing your higher self away. That's my guess as to why it didn't work well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Good. So I think you got the insight you needed. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Massive help.
All right, good. Well done. So stay passive. Do the bare minimum to get it started, and then just chill out and let your higher self do it for you.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome. All right. So you can, if you're still in your process, you can let it run. And when you're drained out with that heavy energy, you can focus for others. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done, Stefan. Thanks for leading us off. All right. Next, anyone who has never been in the hot seat for this event, you're welcome next. Just unmute yourself. It's a phone caller. Hi.
Hi, Benjamin. This is Sue.
I have
a question about the custom invocation.
Uh-huh.
I haven't done this yet. And what I wanted to do is I would like to have a different voice. It's not that I really want a different voice. I feel like my voice is not my true voice.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I felt that for a while. And I was wondering if I could use the custom invocation to work on that.
Okay, so help me understand a little bit, true voice. You mean the voice I'm hearing right now is not your true voice?
Well, I mean, it is, but I feel like it's deeper and scratchier sometimes than... I don't know. I feel like there's interference with my voice. It's like my real voice doesn't come through.
Okay, I understand. So it's, what's important is that we don't want any ambiguity in the wording. So I just need to be clear that if you say, I want maximum true voice that serves highest good, that you have a very clear understanding in your own mind of exactly what that means.
Okay.
Okay. My Virgo moon wants to do, which likes precision, is to find a phrasing that is just really clear about exactly what you want. I'm, you know, because true voice, there's a certain ambiguity to that in the phrasing.
Okay.
What you mean? I'm wondering, could you phrase that in a slightly more precise way that you're really saying exactly what you're calling for?
My clear voice, my
clear. Okay.
It's like my clear that's not skewed in any way.
My clear, undistorted voice, perhaps.
Yes. Yes. That sounds good.
Okay. And again, to be clear, also, what you're talking about is the sound coming out of your mouth, not voice in a more abstract sense. You mean the actual sound you're making, right?
The actual sound, yes.
Okay. All right. And I think we can be clear with that. Clear, undistorted voice. Okay. So now we know what to call for. It's again, because the higher, the divine can take you really literally, you know. It's one of the, what you ask for, sort of, when you're doing
good
it.
Good to know.
All right. So... So the form of a custom invocation is just maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. So we'll just say maximum clear undistorted voice that serves highest good. So right now, the voice I'm hearing, is that or is that not what you want to be? Are you still a little distorted right now, in your opinion?
Well, sometimes it's more and sometimes it's less. So probably in the middle, it's still, yeah.
So right now, I'm not hearing what you consider your clear, undistorted voice right now. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I don't know if we can put a number on this one, but we'll just trust you if you have it or not. Okay. So let's do this. All right. So are you in embodied awakening?
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. So let's do this. And everyone else, we've already invoked this. Wow. The field is amazing. We're going to have to, you know, on this event from now, we're going to have everyone do that. You know, let me be, you know, highest good support for this person. That's really I can feel the difference in the field. That's amazing. I'm glad we started doing that. Okay. So Sue, repeat after me to your higher self. Maximum clear, undistorted voice.
Maximum clear, undistorted voice.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now just relax. Now, really, this is really a custom healing invocation. So what I need you to do now is just hold attention in your throat where the voice is made, right? You know where the voice box is, right? Uh-huh. So So just hold attention there in the throat and mouth area where the voice is created. And just you holding attention there shows your higher self where to go to create the healing. You feeling all that energy focused in that area now? Can you feel that, Sue?
Yes.
Good. So just keep, your job is to hold attention where you want the healing, which is the voice. They're shaking that up pretty good based on what I'm feeling. And like we did on the first round, passive and patient. Use the least effort needed to feel the area of the throat where they're working. And it feels like they're in a shake-up phase. And they're flushing now. You feel that energy flushing out the hands and feet?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're clearing whatever energy was in the way of your clear, undistorted voice. They're flushing that out. Keep your attention in the throat still. Yeah, that energy is slightly uncomfortable as it flushes out, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good energy to be rid of. Keep your attention in your
Yeah.
throat. Oh, they're shaking it up again. Round two. And there's the second flush. Just let that flush away. Are you starting to go into a bit of an altered state there, Sue?
Okay.
Is that true or false?
Yes.
Yeah. So that usually happens when you do a good healing round. So just enjoy that. Little bonus for you there. Keep your attention in the throat. Here's shake up number three. And if what I'm reporting is not what you're experiencing, do let me know. Usually I'm able to
Okay.
track, but if I there's no guarantee I'll get it right every time. It's good to know if I'm misperceiving. And there's the next flush. Yeah, that's getting pretty blissful, isn't it? All right, so stay with your throat. Okay, check your voice now and see if it's any closer to what you want.
Well, I can already tell a difference.
Okay.
If it's lighter and actually a little higher than it was before.
Okay. I think I hear a difference too, even over Zoom. Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit more richness, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Well
Yay.
done. So the principle we just learned for everyone is how to do a custom healing invocation where you the nature of what you were asking for required healing. And since that was the nature of that custom invocation, the follow-up is to just hold attention in whatever area the healing is needed. Well done, Sue.
Thank you, Benjamin. I appreciate it.
And you can do that anytime. If you feel like your voice needs to be a little more true, then just run another round and let your higher self help you out. Yeah.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And please tell me how to unmute myself.
Star six.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alrighty. So next, anyone else who's never been in the hot seat on a invocation coaching event? Like Sue didn't quite get it done. Let me mute her. Oops. Oh, Monica. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Did you mean to be unmuted or did I do that accidentally?
Oh, no, I meant to be.
Oh, good, good. Glad you're here. Okay. So what would you like to focus on for your invocation practice, Monica?
Well, I'd also like to do oh gosh, now I can't even think what they're called. The ones that everybody else just did, the custom invocation.
And what do you want to call in?
Well, I would like to do some clearing on my core limiting beliefs. So I'm feeling rather stagnant right now, and I know that it just tracks back to core limiting beliefs. And I've done so much work to clear all this stuff out, and I'm just exhausted from it. So I would th thought I'd try and do it with you tonight.
Okay, is there a specific core limiting belief that really is the one that needs the most attention?
I think, yeah, the one that needs the most attention is the fact that I never felt like I belonged here, like I wasn't.
Belong to on Earth?
Yeah.
Okay. So you ever felt at home on this planet?
Well, it was more specific than that. Like when my mom was pregnant, I wasn't wanted.
Oh, your mom didn't want you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can feel that's getting emotional already.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if this gets too strong, let me know. But it's actually good that the strong emotion is coming up because it's coming up to be released. Okay. So when you say you didn't feel like you belonged here, that's not like I shouldn't be a. Okay. So you want to clear the trauma from your mother not wanting you here? Is that the crux of it?
Well, yeah, and it wasn't so much that she didn't want me as more of a fear of having another child that time.
Okay.
And so, yeah, just I think even in the womb, I made the decision that we'd just try and blend in to the wallpaper and not be seen So yeah, that's the big one.
Okay, is a part of you is like it feels like you don't deserve to be here, not worth
Yes.
being here. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So which phrase is more accurate? I don't deserve to be here, or I'm not worthy of being here. Which one resonates better for you?
Oh. Probably I don't deserve to be here.
Don't deserve to be here.
Yeah.
So I don't, is it I don't deserve to physically exist? Is that the crux of it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Don't deserve to physically exist. Okay. Now, so this could be worked either with healing and vocation or with parts work, but we don't have time for parts work, and that's not what we're here for. So let's see what a healing vocation could do. Okay. All right. So obviously, it's pretty strong right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And where in your body are you feeling the I don't deserve to physically.
I'm feeling it in my heart, and I'm also feeling I'm very hot right now.
Okay.
A lot of heat in my, yeah, it's really hot.
Okay, good. That's holy fire helping you out, so that's a good thing. But the heart chakra, is it the heart chakra where you're feeling it? Okay.
Yeah, my
And
heart.
give me a 1 to 10. How strong is it?
Oh, it's a nine.
Oh, it's pretty strong. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got it stirred up. We're ready to go. And let's do it. Okay. So are you an embodied awakening?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So maximum healing
Maximum healing
of the belief
of the belief
that I don't deserve to physically exist
that I don't deserve to physically exist
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I relax. So hold attention there where the pain is so strong in the heart. If the pain gets stronger elsewhere during the process, feel free to shift your attention to where the strongest pain is at that time. Or if you can hold multiple points, that's fine too. But right now, just be in the heart. And can you fine-tune the effort level like I described with Sue, where you're using just barely enough energy to feel it completely?
Yeah.
Are you already at that perfect level of effort? Let me know when you're there with just barely enough effort to feel it completely.
I'm there.
Good. So now passive and patient. Whoa, are you feeling a lot of heat coming out your feet?
Yeah, everywhere.
Oh, you're doing good. Yeah. Heat is a form of purging. Yeah, that holy fire is. Yeah, you got a lot of holy fire burning that stuff away. So you're getting a big one. Yeah, you're doing great. So woo, yeah. Just relax and just hold. Keep holding attention where the discomfort is strongest, using barely enough effort to feel it completely. Yeah. So can you feel how you're dual? You are very much present as pure witness, which is feeling just fine. And then the other part is your Monica part that's feeling all the pain. You're both places, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So just keep effortlessly holding that dual awareness. You're doing great. Wow, that was a big shift right there, wasn't it? So, 0 to 10, how strong is the pain in your heart now?
Well, about a four.
That's better. Stay with
Better.
it. We'll take that. Now they're flushing again. Yeah, it's like, wow, they just feel how they just took a ton of it out all at once. That was cool. Yeah. We'll take that. Yeah, I feel how the fire's getting warmed up again. Yeah, just let them burn it out. Yeah, they're saying they can do this quicker than you might have thought possible. Let them make it quick and easy. And I'm feeling tears coming up in my eyes, so there are a lot of emotions coming up too, correct?
Oh,
Yeah, but you're feeling it with no resistance, right? You're fully present with it, right?
yes.
That's what heals it, feeling it completely one last time, and then you're done with that pain. So you're doing great. Just be fully present. And you can do it when you're in embodied awakening because you're not clenching, you're just experiencing. There you go. Yeah, you just opened even more. Well done. It feels to me like you're getting more spacious. Is that correct?
Yes.
You're doing great. You are just textbook perfect here. Keep it up. There's a little effort in your field. Can you let that go and use just barely enough effort to feel that discomfort? Don't do anything, just let them do it. There, feel the shift?
Yes.
Yeah, the doing is subtle. Sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it, but as soon as there's any effort beyond just awareness, you need to drop that out and just get passive again. At least with this technology. There's some emotional pain there. I'm not sure you're fully there. Are you really feeling all that pain right now? Are you really fully present with it? That's better. Yeah, just trust me, it's okay. Go all the way in. The higher self will not allow more pain than you can do. So it might be intense. You're not going to get overwhelmed. Just be fully present with it. Just try it for a moment all the way in. There you go. Are you fully present with the pain now?
Yes.
Is it too much?
No.
Told you. Just be with it. You got to feel it all the way if you want to heal it. If you aren't fully present, it's not going to all go away. Complete presence is what takes it out. And fortunately, the invocations give you a completely safe container to feel stuff all the way. Your higher self will not allow overwhelm. Ooh, feel the bliss coming on?
I do.
Good. Yeah, that always happens when you do a good healing round. Stay with the discomfort, although the bliss is actually stronger than the pain now, right?
It is.
Yeah, but just feel the pain the best you can while it's still there. You're peeling that layer of the great onion of consciousness. Good job. Just keep feeling the pain. Whoa, did they just finish?
Yeah, it feels pretty complete.
All right, so how's the heart chakra pain now? 0 to 10, how strong is the pain?
It's at a zero.
Okay, all right, let's check our work. I want you to think again that you do not deserve to physically exist. Bring that thought up again, make it strong. Are you holding that thought intensely?
Yes.
Is there any discomfort emotionally or physically as you hold that thought?
Just a little bit in my chest.
0 to 10, how much?
A one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do a quickie second round. It won't take but a few seconds. Okay. So say maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Of the idea that I don't deserve to physically exist.
Of the idea that I don't deserve to physically exist.
Okay, good. Now just let that go and just go back to your heart chakra and feel it completely all the way, using the minimum effort needed to feel that little bit of discomfort there. And that's a pretty tight little nugget of energy now, isn't it? So narrow your focus to where it is. Are you really beelined in on it?
Yes.
And you're using the least effort needed to feel it all the way?
Yes.
There you go. Feel that difference? Wow,
mm-hmm.
What a difference. Ah, there. Now it's flushing. Good. So they needed the focus and they needed the right effort level, and now they're flushing it away. Additional rounds go much faster than the earlier ones. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling the heat in the feet now. Yeah, they're flushing that out. It was too much to get on a single round, so they left the rest for this next round. And this won't take but a few seconds. Yeah, feel how the bliss is already stronger than the discomfort?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, just give them a few more seconds. Any discomfort left in the heart chakra?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, let's check it again. Once again, hold the thought that you do not deserve to physically exist. Make it as strong as you can. The same thought that would have triggered you previously. Let me know when you've made it really strong.
Yeah, it's really strong.
Okay, is there any physical or emotional response to the thought?
No.
No triggering at all?
No. Mm-mm.
Well done. Good job. So
thank you.
Anytime we do a check-in like that and there's no response, there's always, in my opinion, two possibilities. One is we did get it all the way healed. It's not going to bother you ever again. The other is there might be another layer in the unconscious that is buried and unaware right now. And we had to clear layer one to let that one next one come up later. And I'm not aware of any way to know if there is more behind it. I just don't think that's even knowable. But if it does come up, you can do the same thing again and clear whatever comes up next. So not a big deal. And if another layer does come up, you'll just have another healing round and you'll get to wake up some more because every good healing deepens the layer of awakening. So any questions, Monica, about what we've done?
No, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And those who are being witnessed here, you know, that's how to call up a specific thing and work it in that manner. And anyone can take any old trauma that is in the past and do kind of what Monica and I just did. All right. So, God, have we already been here for an hour? That's amazing. So I'm willing to go up to 90 minutes. So we still got some time. So who is next who has never done this in the hot seat before on this event, on a invocation coaching call? Hey, you can be any kind of invocation. So just unmute yourself if you want to be next and you've never done this before. Vivian?
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
I've been in the hot seat before, but not joined one of these coaching calls. I'd like to practice or do a have support with a hollow reed invocation.
And to whom do you want to flow?
The man's name is Simon.
Simon. And
and possibly the man whose life he tried to save, his name is Craig.
Simon, so you're flowing to two different people at the same time?
Yes, I think so. I perhaps need some guidance around this. I went to the shopping mall I have to tell you a brief story. I went to the shopping mall on Sunday, which is very rare for me. And it's Black Friday sales, of course, and very busy. I sat down to have a drink of water, and a man, maybe about 50, moved along a little bit. And we had a really nice interchange. And then I went and did my shopping. And when I went out to the car, and there are several different car parks, there he was sitting under a tree. And he said hello again, and I, you know, said hello, and he, anyway, to cut a long story short, he said, "I'm dealing with a lot of trauma. I left Chile about a month ago because I'd had, where he comes from, because he tried to do CPR on the, for a man who was dying, who was a family friend, a man of 63, whom he didn't name, and it wasn't successful, and the man died. And he was quite traumatized about this. So he came back to Australia, where he grew up, in order to try and sort himself out. And within a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, I think, of him arriving, he was in a plaza in a fairly upmarket place when he heard screaming. And he went to see what was happening, and a very tall man, whose name was apparently Craig, had actually hung himself. And he's a small man, and he lifted his weight through God knows what power and brought him down and did CPR for about half an hour while the ambulance were kind of trying to coach him. And then eventually the ambulance crew arrived and took over, but he did die. And he's, of course, in post-traumatic shock, dealing with all of that. And he just needed to tell his story. But I did what I would just about never do. I gave him my phone number to contact me if he would like to talk a little bit further about any of this. So he took it, and that, you know, it was all fine. But as I'm sitting with this, I'm feeling, you know, because I'm a therapist, I know that he himself is potentially a suicide risk if he can't stay with a quiet heart around around this.
All right.
So I would like to channel towards him maximum quietness of heart as he reviews these experiences. But I, as I thought about that, I also feel that there's some that the dead are really interested, and there needs to be a like a spiritual help to free or have the right connection to free the connection with the two men who've died.
Okay.
And I think also his own ancestors are around. So there's something in that, how to frame that invocation, the maximum clarity of heart is clear, but with that should come something about that the allies support the relationships with the dead in the best way.
Okay, I think we know how to do that. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll invoke higher self and our divine allies, and then we'll also call in, if they are willing to come, the spirits
of the willing to come,
and, and all benevolent ancestors who are willing to support. And that should set up.
I think so. I mean, I think they're already there. It's just a matter of making that clear. And I haven't had that talk with Simon yet about that, but he did mention his grandmother. And since I've gone away over the last day, that's kind of come up for me, that supporting and facilitating that process, or acknowledging that that process is part of the healing, will be good.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I think I see how to do that. Let's set it up, and before we turn it on all the way, I'll make sure that we phrase it in a way that feels good to you. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you an embodied awakening?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And just for everyone's edification, we don't need Simon's permission to do this. Or anyone's permission to flow hollow read, because as long as you're only asking for hollow read, now in this case, we are going to ask for a specific outcome, and that's also okay as long as we throw in the karma free safety clause, to the greatest.
This was a big data place, whatever yeah, is.
To the greatest extent that serves highest.
To the greatest good. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So I just wanted everyone to understand what we're about to do and the principles of reason. All this is laid out in my book and in the invocation course and in the membership. Okay. All right. So are you good? And everyone, I still feel the tingle of everyone holding beautiful space. So our initial call in for support is still running. Okay. Are you ready, Vivian?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
I ask your support for this invocation.
I ask your support for this invocation.
I also call in the spirits.
I also call in the spirits.
Of the two men who died while Simon was trying to save them.
Of the two men who died while Simon was trying to save them.
If they are willing to assist.
If they are willing to assist.
I also call in all of Simon's benevolent ancestors.
I also call in all of Simon's benevolent ancestors.
Who are willing to assist.
Who are willing to assist.
Please flow the energy through me.
Please flow the energy through me.
For Simon's highest good.
For Simon's highest good.
May he have maximum quietness and clarity of heart.
May he have maximum quietness and clarity of heart.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did we get it all in there?
Yes, you did. Perfect.
All right, good. So you relax and be passive. Okay, yeah. You know how to be passive. Yeah. You feel a lot of good energy coming through you already. And the energy is, the allies know where Simon is. It's going to him automatically. Yeah, I feel it reaching him. So now you just need to relax and let the allies do it through you, Vivian. Whoa, that's magical. And yeah. What you are right now, Vivian, is really beautiful and very high vibration. So you're a very good conduit. And those of you who can perceive Vivian's field, this is what a advanced spiritual being looks and feels like, doing this kind of work. Vivian is one of those folks we are lucky to have in the membership because she just raises the vibe for everybody. Yeah, Vivian, it feels to me like you've blended with Simon. It's not so much an energetic flow as a merging flow. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I feel that there's definitely something in the heart there that is blending or supporting or
so what I'm perceiving is you know, when you do hollow read, you know, if you're awakened enough, it's not so much a separate flow as just a blending with the person you're sending to, and the allies, you know, work this in a way that, you know, is, you know, not coercive, it doesn't intrude, but the blending can be, you know, ultimately the most effective way of transmitting energy. So it feels to me like you've merged with Simon to the extent that will help him most. But again, not in a coercive or forceful way. It's just you're there, you know, he's doing his thing.
And no more. And that's one of the things that I kind of have questions about that we'll talk about later.
Okay.
But yeah, I can definitely feel that.
Yeah. But I also get you're not making anything happen. It's just sort of happening organically, right? Yeah. So you're doing beautifully. Yeah, I feel like Simon was kind of resisting it, but now I feel like he's opening to it. Yeah, I feel him relaxing and allowing this good energy in now. Yeah, that feels very gentle and very soothing to him. And what we cannot know is whether the human Simon even knows this is happening. We can definitely see his energetic higher being responding to what's happening. But it can be hard to know if the human part is aware or not.
That doesn't really matter at this point.
No, it doesn't. Just, you know, making a technical point for edifying folks.
Yeah.
It's a big old field of light there. Sweet. Keep doing what you're doing there, Vivian. Are you completely passive? Is there any effort happening right now? Or are you really fully just letting it happen?
I think I've got a mental track that is allowing words to come through to give expression to what I'm feeling. So that might not be completely passive. I don't know.
Is your process such that do those words want to be spoken, or what do those words do?
Yeah, maybe if I have words, I'll speak them.
Try that. Let's now, this is again, not my standard protocol, but hey, if it wants to happen, then I'm all for whatever works best. So if those words want to be spoken, then let them out.
Okay.
A lot of Simon's pain being healed.
I'm feeling a flow. I'm feeling ease, that there is a flow. There's a flow. There's something. Yeah. Something's like not quite washing away, but like moving, that things are not so rigid, that there's a movement through the heart chakra.
Yeah.
And a bit lower, the solar plexus too.
Is it yours or his you're talking about?
I'm not sure, because I'm blended. I think it is his.
I think so,
I'm picking up.
I'm feeling he's having a strong emotional release, and a lot of heavy energy is flushing out from him.
Yeah.
I think he's getting a good healing. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's going.
Yeah, he's receiving it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And again, just to be really clear, none of this is being forced on Simon.
No.
The energy was offered to him, and on some level, he's choosing to receive it and let it work. But had he said no, nothing would have happened. So it's really critical that one never forces anything in this kind of work if you want to stay on the light side of the process, which is where I recommend.
I can feel myself begin to separate a little now, and that's
he's getting more peaceful, isn't he?
He's becoming more peaceful, and I can move not out of his field completely, but at a distance, so that my own energy form is more separate.
Yeah, is that
that I'm more witnessing? Yeah.
Are you doing that, or is that just happening automatically?
Well, it's happening, but I'm commenting on what's happening.
Good. Yeah, because I'm feeling that happening organically, and that's how I like to just.
Yeah.
Things organically in these processes.
No, I didn't think it through. I'm letting you know what's going on. Really.
Good. All right. Well, yeah, it's all beautiful. Yeah, I feel the separation gradually and naturally happening because the main work is done for Simon. Ooh. Yeah, I feel like you're separate now, and your field is just, see how big a field of light you are, and how radiant and wonderful that feels.
Yeah, I feel really, really grateful to have been able to come here and do this. Thank you. I think it's actually complete.
All right. So just to get it for a teaching point and for your awareness, do you feel any different now than before you flowed energy over to Simon?
I feel actually quite open in my heart without feeling anxious. I knew that this work needed to be done. I wasn't quite sure about how to do it. So I'm really grateful. Okay. So that's the gratitude is there, really. Yeah. Good.
So to keep it as simple as possible, having done this process, do you now feel better or worse than when you started?
Oh, I feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel a big radiant shift. So the nature of doing a hollow reed invocation is if you're doing it, you know, properly, where spirit's just flowing through you for their highest good, then you will receive your own highest good energy at the same time. So Vivian was given a blessing of her own because she was blessing Simon. And in fact, a little of that's just being distributed out to the whole field. So everyone on this call, live or on the recording, might feel a little of that magic energy too.
Absolutely.
Yay. Well done, Vivian. Okay. Glad you volunteered. Thank you. All right, do you feel complete, Vivian?
Yep. Yeah, all right. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay. It's been a great call. Oh, the Allard's saying it's a best of call. All right. All right, good. We have time for one more person, looks like. So is there anyone else here who has never been in the hot seat on a group invocation coaching call? You're up next. If you'll just unmute yourself, if that's you. Okay, if no one unmutes in the next few seconds, I'm going to open it up to anyone else. But let's give it just a moment longer for anyone who's new to the hot seat on this event. Alrighty. In that case, anybody who wants to be in the hot seat, jump in. And I always love how polite folks are on this day. Everyone's waiting for that other person just to be polite. Okay, I declare the politeness interval formally passed. So if you actually do want to be in the hot seat, unmute.
It's one more now.
Hi, Cass.
It's Jim. A good evening.
Oh, okay. So you're not worn out, Cass is. All right.
Yeah, she's here. But yeah, this is a question, I guess, and I don't know if we'll do an invocation or not. Can we do a healing invocation as we're going to sleep and have it work while we're sleeping?
That's a good question. And I've had people ask that before because I've had people try it. All I can say is try and see.
Okay.
I've always taught the healing invocation that for it to work, you have to be awake and paying attention to where the discomfort is.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never tried it, just being unconscious and expecting my higher self to do all it for me. So I don't think any harm would come from trying it in that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I just don't know.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. It's a good question. All right. So we have time for one more person who wants to jump in. Anyone else? Vivian, or did you unmute yourself again?
Well, I just wanted to make a brief comment on Jim's question.
Sure.
I think it's the difference between an invocation and a prayer. You can simply go to sleep with a prayer that that healing be accomplished in your sleep. It's okay. Simple as that.
Thank you. That's exactly the distinction that I needed. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that understanding, I would say if you're doing that and going to sleep, it's not an invocation, it's a prayer. And maybe it'll be
nice.
Yeah. can't hurt to try. Okay, cool. Thank you, Vivian. All right. Anyone else want to jump in and be our last hot seat person? A Last call. Alrighty. In that case, we have time to do this wonderful thing we sometimes do at the end of certain events, which is to all flow highest good energy to everyone at the same time and all simultaneously receive it. It's really fun. So let's do that. And I'm going to go ahead and mute you, Vivian. All right. So this is a hollow read invocation simultaneously given and received. And this will involve everybody, whether they're live or on the recording. It all works magically beyond time and space. So I'll just guide you. So we're all going to ask to be the hollow read for the highest good of everyone on this call, live or on the recording, and ask to simultaneously receive the same energy. And, you know, your human is just going to be fully passive. The allies can do this easily, even if that doing all that at the same time might feel like it would boggle your human brain. It doesn't matter. Your human's not doing it. All right. So take a moment and just feel how you feel, because we're going to compare before and after. Good. Please repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone in this event, live or on the recording. And let me simultaneously receive highest good energy . Let this all be easy and effortless. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right, relax, be completely passive, and just let it rip. Yep, the field is there. It's quite a beautiful piece of sacred geometry there. Just relax and let it run. I encourage dropping to zero effort. Just exist. Your absolute passivity is going to let the allies run this energy just perfectly. Yeah. If the allies really want everyone completely passive, that means no effort, no trying, no visualizing, no nothing. Just chill. Let it run itself. Ooh, even better. Good. In fact, some of us are feeling the entire thing, all the people's energy at the same time. So whether you're just feeling your own experience or you've merged with the entire field of the process, just wherever you're at is fine. If you feel like you're just merging into oneness, I encourage you to just relax into that as well. Sometimes you have to let go of everything you are to become the next even more wonderful version of that which you are. Okay, the allies are slowly bringing this process to completion. You may be noticing a bit more individuated consciousness in your body. So right now I'm dual aware. I have, you know, the awareness of the physical Benjamin, but I'm also still aware of that gorgeous sacred geometry field that we're all still in. So just relax, let the allies either bring you fully back into physical form with all the energy in the body. And for some of us, they're going to, the final result will be, yes, there's physical awareness, but still awareness of the vast field of energy beyond you. And each person will get the particular end awareness that serves highest good. Don't get attached to whichever version shows up. Getting big tingles. Oh, the LS said, thank you for letting us serve you. Apparently that makes them very happy. You're welcome. We really appreciate you being your allies. Okay, well done. I'm going to close the container and then we'll leave time for any final Q&A or comments on what you've experienced. Once I close the container, I'd love to hear what people just experienced with that. See if it was... just to hear what the folks experienced. Okay. We yawn first. Mama Kia. We're a coach. Inti Kichi. Thank you, allies. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you stay with anyone who's been part of this event for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you very much. We're so grateful for your amazing support. Beautiful divine beings. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, container's closed. If you got something else you got to do, you're free to go. And if you want to hang out for questions and comments, feel free to jump in. If you have anything you want to say or share, the floor is open. Diana says, thank you. Have to leave. And little praying hands. Thank you. Thanks for being here, Diana. I'd love to hear at least what one person experienced in that final round robin thing we did. I know what I felt, but I'd love to see what anyone else felt. Everybody's so quiet. All right. Well, if no one wants to share further, we'll wrap it up. Last call for any questions or comments. Oh. Hey, Vivian.
I'm sitting outside. It's been incredibly hot here in Western Australia, like 40 degrees. And today it rained last night and it's like misty and cool. And I just want to comment that there are lots of honey eaters in the shrubs around and you can probably just hear the birds. So I think they've probably been just like blended in with the whole process. So send everybody some bird song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our gratitude to the honey eaters.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vivian. All right. Oh, people are jumping in. Rana typed, I felt anxious at the beginning and feel quite relaxed now. That's great. Monica said, very powerful call tonight. Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone, and a heart. Thank you, Monica. I really, again, appreciate you stepping in the hot seat. All right. So we will wrap it up, folks. Thanks, everyone, for being here. So grateful. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. And I'm super grateful to every one of you for your presence. All right, we got two more calls. Again, it's the 27th of November, 2023. We got a Wednesday night, a Thursday night. And of course, every week after that, we got stuff too. Jeannie typed round robin was great with four smiley faces. That's pretty good. That's a four-phase review. All righty. Okay, thanks, everybody. So grateful you've been here. And Faye said, thank you, everyone, with a heart. Thank you, Faye. All right. Big love to everybody. See you soon. Bye.